It's the Mad Men DVD review.
And how are you going anyway, Ben? How are you going this morning?
Good. This is again not related to my DVD review.
Carry on. Were you going to say something about your general state of being?
I really have nothing to add on my general state of being.
Okay, let's move on to the DVD then.
Yes, today we're talking about The Imposter.
Ooh.
Which is a 2012 kind of true crime documentary, which flew under the radar in many respects. It flew under the radar definitely in how it's deserved to have received a lot of recognition. I was recommended it a couple years ago by my friend Pearl, back in high school, and I only recently got around to watch it. So thanks, Mad Men DVD, for finally catching up on this, and I definitely do not regret it.
So it's good.
It is very good. I definitely don't want to give away too much because it's kind of a movie. You know, especially with these kind of true crime films, you don't want to know too much going into it. But the premise, you know, covered in the first 5 minutes is in 1994, there's a 13-year-old boy named Nicholas in Texas, and he goes missing just after a very plain missing child case. The police aren't really too involved. Things die down after like a couple months. The family's the only one searching for him. 3 or 4 years go by and they've all but given up finding Nicholas again. And then one day out of the blue in 1997, they receive a phone call saying that Nicholas has been found. He's been found in Spain. He was kidnapped by a child torture sex ring.
Yikes.
And so they go out to pick him up. And that is basically what you see in the first 5 minutes or so. And any more would be taking away from the actual enjoyment of the movie.
Okay.
This is basically what you read when you search up on Google.
I'm going to assume that after that, it gets crazy. I haven't seen it, but from the way you're talking about, that's my assumption.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can deduce some things from the name of the movie.
Ooh.
But not everything is as you expect.
Wonderful. Okay, well, are you a fan of these sort of true crime things, this true crime genre?
Well, everyone's been talking about it recently. There's definitely a big kind of catalogue now recently. It's been filling out. People are really into it on, like, Netflix. I did watch The Jinx. I haven't seen Making a Murderer.
Obviously the big
one.
But
I've seen early ones, like The Thin Blue Line, Errol Morris in, like, the 80s. And Amanda Knox recently. That was another good one.
Also a big genre in podcasts as well.
Is it? I don't really venture too much into that land.
Serial, right? That was true crime.
Serial.
Anyway, I have to say I haven't explored the genre much, but obviously True Detective was a huge phenomenon and made them very popular. I don't know. I don't have much to say about True Detective.
Isn't that a fictional?
Wait, what was the one you said? Oh my God, what a morning.
I said The Jinx and Making a Murderer.
Making a Murderer, sorry, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, the real life murder of Matthew McConaughey.
I'm really venturing into territory that I don't know very well, as you can tell.
That was not a spoiler, by the way. I have not seen True Detective.
You know what, I'm just going to wrap this up. Let's stop listening to people that, stop listening to me not know anything about true crime.
Okay, but before we go, this definitely is a movie I would recommend if you're into that sort of thing or whatever. My mum really enjoyed it as well. I got her to watch it after I did.
I love when we get your review and your mum's review.
It's becoming a staple of my reviews to also share my mum's opinion on it. Cannot recommend it enough. It is really has to be seen to be believed. And even then you're like, God, life is stranger than fiction.
After you watched it, did you do some like furious Googling?
Definitely. I was watching it, I was doing furious Googling because I was like, did this really happen? Is it real? And it was.
Excellent. Okay. Well, someone out there, I'm sure, would love to win a copy of this. Do have a copy to give away. If you would like to win it, give me a call, 309-3879. Thanks, Ben.
And the movie's called The Imposter.
Always reminding me to say it at the end. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
That was the Madman DVD review.